seems to be a significant machlokes. Is there avelus d'oraisa? No avelus d'oraisa. I should mention just in passing that the Ravid has his own unique shita, that Tisphorus is d'oraisa for 30 days. That's a whole new ball game. We're not just mentioning since we're on the topic. That's a unique shita. We've mentioned there are three fundamental shitas. According to Tosis, it's all the Rabbanan. According to the Rambam, as we understood it, the first day is d'oraisa based on lo yitamo, lis tame ulis abel, a very strong connection between the two of them, notwithstanding what the Kesef Mishnah is asking. And what we're focusing on now is the third shita. It's called the Gaonim shita, which the Ramban spends so much time talking about. We'll have to get to it later whether Ramban actually held that way or not. That's a little tricky. So this third shita, the shita of the Ramban, which we focused on yesterday, we have to come back to it today, is what I want to talk about. And the problem is obvious. The problem with the Ramban raises a problem. If the Gaonim hold that there's a din d'oraisa of avelus based upon the achalti chadas hayom ita b'nei Hashem, which is really the sugya in the Gemara Masechta Tzvachim, that's where it comes from. Hold on, where are we? Toras Adam. We decide avelus. Oh, this is the big size. Okay. You able to read it? So towards the very end of this whole Mahalach of Avelis, we had a discussion of the Ramban's lengthy defense of the Gaonim, notwithstanding the significant questions that he asks against them. A lengthy paragraph, if I can use that expression. Okay. That's a fast way to get to this. Anyway. Oh, finally. Remember next time, we have to get to what says pay. What does pay stand for? Hani Shimid Me'avels. The omission, the Raisa, Shemed, the Rabbanan. It's the name of Rav Vosser, the Gonim. Okay, and Hilchos Rabbeinu, which presumably means the Rif. Chatechaz Yom, Chsiv Achwisa, Yom Kiyomar. That's not a Pesuk in Chamish Chum Shem Torah, but okay. Tvahalchos Gudolos, the Lepsukos, Lamdu Agonim, Avelos, Mishim, Me'aninus. It says in Tzul Yom, Zvachum Tzadi Tessim Advais. Aninus Mesel, Mes, Be'ar Vosser, Yom, Misa, the Raisa, Tophis, Leila, the Rabbanan. Mefurish. Chachmei Tzofat Meishivu Heichyemu Haloch Kliver Mekel Biyovel Lebeshel Torah Lachachar Machmir Koshke Biyochid Mekel Rabbi Machmir Shel Master Bei Rabbim. Great Kasha. They made the question that we didn't. Right, we mentioned this yesterday, and the Sfeikas question and the Nafel question, which we spoke about at some length yesterday. So we had this discussion. We began the discussion, I should say, yesterday. This Ramban's defense of the Gaonim, notwithstanding significant questions of this sort. Now it's interesting what will happen. We saw the Kiveger that we saw yesterday said that according to the Ramban, if someone was mitzaveh no avelus, you don't listen to him, right? That's what he said. It's Kvod Achayim. Of course the question becomes, wait a second, Kvod Achayim? Am I chol my covet? The same thing in Moses is the base. Can you make on his covet? Why can't the Chai be make on his covet? Akash. Fella? It's Akash. It seems to me, therefore, according to the Ramban, at least according to this defense of the Ramban, it's neither. Don't tell him it's covet Achayim, don't tell him it's covet Amesim. It's Exeris Akosov. It's Exeris Akosov derived from Aninus. Mimela, Mechila won't work. Like Rabbi Kiva Eger says, but Lav Mitamei. Porsche Medaka Tzibur, there's no Avelis. Why? Because he sold Anina Shebalev, as we saw by the Suffolk Nefil, Bavod Sharina. It's interesting. That's not only individuals who are portion of Bedaket Tzibur, but you get the impression that anyone who's Eina Osamasa Amcha is included. And that's very fascinating because, you know, today there are many situations which we ask the question, are you required to observe the Shiva for someone who was not from? So if you open the Shulchan Aruch, let's open up again because we saw this yesterday already. Let's see it again. It's always important to see the words. Here we go. Shin Mem Hei. Sif Hei. HaPosh Kol HaPoshim Midak Etzibur. V'hem HaNoshim Shepork Uol Mitzvus Mi'al Savorim. V'nechlolim B'chlal Yisrael B'asiyosam V'v'chvod HaMawadot V'yishivus B'otek Nesiyos V'v'otek Midrashis. HaRehem K'v'nei Chorin Li'atim K'shar HaUmos. V'chen HaMurmim V'HaMosrim Kolelu ein onenim v'misadim aleim elachem v'shar kovem lobshim levonim v'satim levonim v'okum v'shosim v'smechim. And Shach says b'avod v'shoim rina. Now, what's the pshat over here? Here's the pshat, the guy is such a bad fellow, he went and he rebelled against Klal Yisrael, he decided to be, to conduct himself, forgive me, like a goy, kishar umos. Can't say that about today's individuals who aren't from. It's all Tina Shanishba. They weren't taught any better. They don't know any better. So I have to say that they're such bad people. Therefore, you have, you know, not just a question of being politically correct, but it's even being halakhically correct. It's hard to say such harsh things about such individuals. However, if you want to take the Ramban at his word, and that's, you have to go back and look at that Ramban, what we saw yesterday, but it's hard to see it again today. This is in Inyan. I have spit. I'll show it to you one more time. I won't lose this, right? We'll take it back to the beginning. That's the last thing. We have to get a better way to get to this. No problem. Okay. As long as you give me a word, I won't lose it. I'll take a chance and show you how you're going to have spit. Okay. Here we go. Watch this. The Ramban says, look, Benirali then Koran Lakovan Kaomar, that's the case of Mabarat Sulas, Avalakrov and Muriam Lisabal Korim, the Kriya Chiyuvahu, Liam Toma, Zesha Eina Osa Masa Amcha Paturamimenu, Av Heino Yinuim Olav Avelis, Techon Nola Bashur Ola Birchas Avelin, and Mainogan Olav Avelis. Only Haruge Bezdin, but not this individual. Now this individual is a Ma'abed Asmul Nadas. That's not a good person. Right? Not a good person. But what's the Lashon Ramban? V'im Toma Zeh She'eino Osa Mas Amcha Peturu Mimenu. What does he mean by that? Is he trying to say that that's in fact true? Or it's not true? He seems to be saying, Af Heim Lo Yinigo Olav Avelus. So clearly there must be it. There really is Avelus. How do you read this Ramban? That this person who committed suicide is considered Eino Samasa Amcha and is Avelus anyway? Or do we say that he is, at the end of the day, I mean, except for that last minute when he jumped, he was an Eino Samasa Amcha? Which way do you read it? Gentlemen. In Toma Zesh Eino Samasa Amcha Turim Imenu. Sounds like he's saying that even though he's Eino Samasa Amcha, you're not Potter. Still do Avelus. Only Aruge Bezin, that's much worse. Is that correct? What do you say?
Yeah, but he implies that
Lefid
the Rambam,
he
would say that you're not
Masabah. According to Rambam, you would not be Masabah for anyone who's Eino Samasa Amcha. Right. So when I get this question, which I get often, you know, very often there is not the best relationship between the person who's asking me a shayla because my community is somewhat limited, and the individual who passed away, who's not from. Estrangement and worse. So what I often tell them is, it's a machloikus gedolei haposkim, and I say, you know, do what you want. I don't want to give too many options in halach. But if you decide you feel that you want to sit shiva, then there will be avelus. There certainly seems to be a place for that. On the other hand, if you don't, you don't. So, you know, there's a concept of halach debia megal ba'ovel. It means that if you want not to observe avelus, you don't have to. But someone's a person who the halach debia megal ba'ovel wants to observe avelus for various reasons. We'll get to that later. The yontif should knock it off. We mentioned that briefly a while ago. The kitzer, that's what I thought. It's not completely clear what's shot in this Rambam. No? One could be the other way around. Right? I think this way is probably more, but one could be the other way around. The Yom Tomar, where's the Lashon again? Zeh she'ein osa ma'as hamcha p'turu mimenu, maybe the maskon is, no, he's considered osa ma'as hamcha. I'm not sure how to read this. You should look at some other source. I quote the Rambam and see if they change the words a little bit. Okay? Again, I'm not 100% sure how to read it. In any event, Rebbe Osai, fine. Again, the question becomes, according to the Ramban and his defense of the Gaonim, what's the connection between Tumah and Avelus? I'm not exactly sure. Now, as far as the Kasha, let's go back to where we came from. What do you do with the problem of Halach Remegel Ba'ovel? See, you weren't right. You went all back to the beginning again. What? How do you? Get me on express. You have to teach me why to do this. How do you do that so fast? Okay, we have tzaddikim. Thank you very much. Okay, good. Now, what do you do with the idea of halach to make a bovel? Right? Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay, you see, even the first day is not available. And there's also a case, other such cases. Watch this. He says, calls it Sadu Smach Shavel Devei Sofer Ulak Tosfos. Because many riots. And then he asked Kashu, this we saw yesterday. Haid Rafa Maninus, Zman Shazer, Zman Shazer. The whole story. He quotes the Tosfos says in Daf Yudalid, I say it should not be taken in its literal sense. So where does he come to the answer? Much later, no? Much later. Oh, Achshav ani choz l'seir debei Hagaon. As we saw yesterday, it depends on the lev. Second. Watch this. Umasha Pasku Alach the Remake of the Ovel. Yeshloma, watch this. The Ramban who call out Torah Kula. Correct? Everyone agrees? Lomatsanu, Lomatsu Machlokas Shibavel Abishal Devrayim. Nor in Shas. You say Alach the Remake of the Ovel on the first day. Now, if I said like that, you tell me I'm crazy. I think you should say it. Ramban who call out Shas. He said, there's no nowhere in Shas. Except we saw it until now. By Nephil, that he had a different terrace. Not the Ein Libo Dava we saw yesterday. Kagom, Mixas Shvi Kakula. Yeah, that's a Machlok Tabashon and the Chachamim, right? That's a Shaila and the Rabbanan, because it's only the first day as they rise. Uvenatila Sipronayim, Bom Rochum Rochok, Shoshevelech, Moni Munch, Murachoka, Klono Shadava. But the Duke is so from Shechmir Alika Yavela's Torah. That's what we say. Again, Allah never make a Biyavel. Only by Nephilim. As he said before, the Nephilim is a different answer. We saw Lo Yitamu, we saw the Menchas Chinuch. etc. So that's how he answered the kasha. That's all. Adka. So the Ramban took care of that question as well. Okay? You don't find it. Now Tosis does suggest it by the Doraisa. So he has a suggestion. Watch this. Chachmitz Achron Mechachmitz Orfatim Zal. Omer B'Tosis, it's a Nerevin, member of. Defshe Shepozku Alok Nevemeke Bubble, Lo Meshul to the Reyem. Shefilah B'Shal Torah. Shefilah B'Rishah Pozku Kach. Even according to that Shita. Right? Otherwise, the Reyem Yochad B'Mokam Rabim Alok Rabim. Yeah. Elokulu Apishu B'Shal Torah. Why? Erev also not for now. Not going into Erev right now. Oh, Vishema, watch this now. It's similar to what he said before by a Nefer. Mimnei she'ein daito shel odom onenes misofek. See what's going on? A person's heart is crushed and he's devastated, which of course is part of the Avelis phenomenon. Only when there's a certain loss. When it's a doubtful question, it's a doubt, then fakert libo nimshach achar ha-simcha. Fascinating. What does he mean? The way I read this Ramban, I don't see any other way how to read it, is a mutual relationship, gentlemen, between Anina Shebelev and Anina Shebepoel. When a libo dover is no chiyuv bepoel by Sofek Nefer, and Avelis bepoel will cause and Anina Shebelev, on the Sefer Achinuch, Odom Nifal Kafi Pu'ulosav, and the chiyuv to Mekayim Avelis bepoel causes Anina Shebelev. And when there's no chiyuv borer but poel, there's no libo dava olav. Amachlokas from the din avelos daraisa. That's an amazing pshat, but I don't see any other way out to understand this Rambam. Fashion goes back and forth. Rotsu v'shof. Oh, now, gentlemen, I may mentioned to you yesterday that the chiddush in the Rambam, when he asked the kasha from zman hashozeh to zman hashozeh, that although my rebbe kept saying to us that Anidas starts from the Misa and ends with Shkia, or Tzeis, irrespective of when the Kavura takes place, Ramah Mishigasa indicates that no, that the Iker's man is before the Misa. The Iker's man is before the Misa. Wow. Wowee. That's what he says. I mean, I don't want to show it to you one more time. Where was it? Here we go. Zman Hashem Zman Chazeh. Meisu Mutu Lefonav Onen Dvar Torah was the Iker Aninus. What do you mean Iker Aninus? My Rebbe would scream. What's he telling us? Tell me a bill of goods. I'm about as smarter than that. Aninus goes the whole day till Shkia. What do you mean? What's Iker Aninus? What's he talking about? Okay. But the Ramban seems to say it. Take a look at Rabosai over here. Let's see if I can find this for you. You have to get this back to me again, okay? Looking for Indian Misa Mesa Mutal Lefanov. Where's that? Here it is. Okay. Let's see if we get the right paragraph. Okay, before here. Okay, so the Ramban, for those who want to look it up here in our edition, it's on page Ayin Beis. You get an impression in the Ramban, a possibility, that when it's not Mutal Lefonav, maybe there's no Issa D'Oraisa, Tikotshim and Ma'aseh Sheni? It sounds impossible. But take a look over here. At the Lashon of the Ramban. Watch this. Kevan shakrova mesichim es libam me'esek hakvura kol kach ayadei onezeh. What happened? What's the case? What's he talking about over here? What's he talking about? It's in the following case. Nimsa the Katafim. someone is in jail. Beis Asurim. This, by the way, is not the Ramban speaking. This is the Rig. Ad Kan Divya Rava Godel Zal. Rabbi Yitzchak Bala Tosis. But he's quoting it. Look what it says over here. Someone's in jail. Kevin Shakrova Masichim as Liba Mia Esik Akfura Kokacha, they own it there because they're in jail. Now watch this. Watch this. Vafilu Yechoshvu Ka'onanim. They asked the Bekotchen for my Sashani. I feel you, Yeshem Onus Kazer. Huh? My Rebbe would scream. What do you feel? Maybe. Maybe? Bavadai. Kotchen, my Sashani, has nothing to do with Mutal Afanov. You see, the Ramban, it's true, it's quoting from the Reb, but the Ramban is quoting it, you know, favorably. That's a possibility. Wow, it's not clear. It's not clear. That Ramban connects a little bit with this Ramban. Wow. Now I understand better why, if this is correct, why the post can use the slang of Aninas to define Mishemesh and Mutalafonov. And my Rebbe kept saying it's just a slang and don't take it literally. Hey, not so simple. Two Rambans, again, one is speaking himself and one is quoting from the Reed, seem to say that it's not so simple. Not so simple. Not so simple. Oh. More than that, the Ramban gives an impression. Even if you hold the Avelus as the Rabbanan, there would still be a din of what's called Achrisa B'Yomar with respect to Aninus and Merirus Alev. Why? Why? Because, you know, it's impossible to say that it can't be a Litvak over here. I say the Easter of Kotchum Maisa Sheni has nothing to do with emotions. It's just a technical din. Can't be. Because Lochalti Ba'oni Mimenu. The word Ba'oni is not just a part of a term. Oni means sadness. In Maria Saleh. I think it's pretty clear from the Ramban that even though the specifics may be the Rabbana, even if Avelis isn't Gantz the Rabbana, but Achrista B'Yomar from Rivi Salev is a Dorais, that's Lochal Tibi, but only Mimenu. There is such a din Dorais. Not Kamino Dorais, the Kenny Kotchum and Maisa Shani. Avelis Bepol is the Rabbana. According to the Gonim, no. Avelis Bepol is also Doraisa. Kamsa Aninis Belev. And therefore would not apply when it is Suffolk Nafel or Vod Vishar Rina. This is the Gonim and the Rif. To derive Avelis from Aninus, because they both come from Aninus Shibboleth. Now, get an impression from the Ramban here that it's derived from Svara. It's a Svara. Here Aninus Shibboleth, there Aninus Shibboleth. But look at the Ramban and Chumash, get a somewhat different impression. Okay, what's the pasuk say? First, it says over here they died. None of an aviu. It says Moshe told Aaron and Elazar, "For sheichem al tefrom, v'deichem al tefromu, lo tamusu." In other words, don't do what an avu normally does. Okay, and a little later on, the famous pasuk he spoke about, "V'chal tichal tayom hita b'nei Hashem." Right, that's. So I want to give you the background. So Ramban here in Perek in Pasuk Vav says that maybe it's not just a Svara, maybe it's more. Watch this. What's he saying? See his faults? Kozek kederach asmachtos b'talmud chayav misa for the new parav lo parav v'en priya prima b'avela selam b'divrei sofrim. Oh! Sheyia yomishan halacha l'moshe misinai nilman men ha'aninas k'vita asagon. Boom. That's just as far as he seemed to say over here in Torah's Adah. But basically he calls it Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Wow. 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 Says the Ramban further, Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. Right? He's the Kohen Gadol. But what about his children? Avobonov Shoyo Mishara Kohanim Lo Yu Rashoyim Lahakir B'yom Hazeh Ki Hoyu Onanin V'onin She'ovad Chilem V'yu Chayovim L'tam Elachayim V'chein Ayu Rashoyim L'chayovim L'fro V'lifro. Very interesting. Oopsie, Rashoyim L'chayovim. What does that mean? What do you mean Rashoyim L'chayovim? So I saw in the beautiful, what's the Torah's Chaim edition? Yeah, they own a beautiful edition of the Ramban. It's like this, excellent pshat, footnote 57. If it's Asmachta, then it's Rashoim. If it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, then it's Chayovim. The Ramban wasn't sure there, he's not sure here. That was a very nice little interpretation. Ah, Meredith. Okay? Umoshe is Hirum. Where are we? Because they are Rasha. Rasha. V'lachayn tziva mishav v'al tzofan shi'itam v'le meisim v'heim v'lo ha'kohanim. V'tziva lem shlo yifro v'lo yifro v'kaviyem v'lo yifku klal. V'zetam v'chech v'kob eiso yifku v'sasreifu v'lo atem. What do you see? Kvantik onim avelis v'am yishna right now exeris akos v'yalma. Kamsa v'chiv bechi anin isha b'leiv. So Moshe had to tell them not to be parea, veilus papoa, not to cry. That's what he said. That's what he tells them. And your brothers will cry. That's what he says. Others will cry for you. Quite an amazing Ramban. Okay? So it appeared. So, and he also told them not to be metame. Right? Not to be metame. So you get a compression from here that tumah is connected to avelus. Even if it's derived from Aninus and Kachim and not from Lo Yitama, we understand very well. Like the Ramban said before, Tuma with Nefalim, with Avelus, what's the connection? You hear it's all connected. Right? Look at this. Tame, it's all the Ramban HaChumash provides the solution to the questions which we had earlier. Fine. Now it's interesting as follows. The tour when the Torah quotes the Ramban, he makes a very important assertion, which we have to question. This. The Ramban Herech Bo Ma'od. Hey, that's true, right? We see a little bit of it. V'siyim Dvarav Nimtzinu L'meidim Shavelis Yom Mishan Shiyom Misu Kfurim and HaTorah. Wait a second. Wait a minute. It's true the Ramban said that. But he said other things too. Let's see if I can get back. Oh no. Let's see if we can get back again. Will this one get me back? No. What's the trick? There must be a trick.
This time I think it should push next.
Push next? Here?
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Baruch Hashem, you got me out to pay at least. Okay, good. Once we're at pay. Okay, Hani Shiva, let me try to get my page numbers over here. The words, it's important that you about to figure this out from a normal safe here. This is page Pei, Hani Shiva. It's found over here on page Reish Zayin. Okay? But I want to quote to you what the Ramban says much later on page Reish Yud Gimel. Let me find this. Okay. saw this already. Okay, getting places. Watch this. One second. The Ramban, after this lengthy discussion, watch what he writes. Ad kan, 6 pages. He siga datenu litaretz divrei agonim ulamed aleim skus. Notice, the Torah left us out. So the Ach, the Torah quoted this line. But he left out the previous line. Left it out. Ramban himself, he got an impression, doesn't hold that they're Daraisa. It doesn't hold that way. In Chumash, it didn't sound like he held that way. Right? He quoted the Gaonim, but did he necessarily hold that way? Not necessarily. Follow me? Not necessarily. So the Torah just assumed that the Ramban really held the way Halacha L'mayis himself. But let's go back to Chumash for a second. He himself writes, "I hear him to sell on his own." And pre Ravel settlement of race offer. Then he says, "Oh, according to the Fidasa Gaonim, but that's not his own opinion." This is very relevant for a much earlier citation than the Ramban. I have to tell you that I had a different shot in this Ramban, which I think is not bad, but at the end of the day, I think that maybe it's not necessary based on what we just discovered over here. Again, this is at the very end in Inyan Avelis, page Reish Yud Gimel, I'm talking about. But if you look much, much earlier in the Ramban, much earlier, you get an opposite impression. Okay, page Ayin Gimel. This is Misha Mesa Muta Lufana. Do we have that right here somewhere? Is this one? Yeah. This is a little shorter, you can find things over here. Oh, here we go. The Ramban's discussion, a fascinating discussion. This kasha, watch this. I'll just read you the. It's hard for me to read you the entire thing, but I want to read it to you from Feivel Cohen, because I like his svarim. You'll see what he says in Simon Shin Mem Aleph Sif Hey. This is Hilchos Aninus, which we'll get to. Here we go. Kol's man shelo nikbar hameis. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, ain't a kol it's middle of a sandal, ain't a mechayev eti b'sosh kriyas hamita, etc. Says the Beurim Kol. I quote the Ramban. She'ilu hayo asurim hayo iska hameis nevstodah b'kach. He writes the second reason. Shavela shel Torah. Again, l'data od avelas yomishim in haTorah. Everyone's worked with that assumption. He spent so much time that he really held that way. Eino ela b'yidunin kirechitza. We'll come back to that. K'simcha, t'chboses, t'sfores, t'avelas k'shmo. Okay? But not middle of a sandal. That's not the orais. That's the second reason. It's a kasha. In Torah, it's a Adam, Amen, Ayin, Gimel. He has our page numbers, Baruch Hashem, the Beri Yashulchan. Mashma Ibcha. Why? Toma Tashma Shamita is also the Onain. Hiksha, the Nafshei. The Ramban is a kasha against himself. Ksub is Davdalid. Meis Ovim Shachosno Imo Shokala. Everyone knows the famous Sugya. Everyone Ksubis. I'm not going to tell you this, everyone knows it. But what does the Gemara say? Mash Engin Bavelus the Alma, my timer, Avelis the Alma Chamirale, Avelis the Hocha, Kevin the Kili Rabbanan, Kilele. My Kilusa. Ilema Mishum the Katoni Bolbius Mesu Poresh. Hosu Mishum, Dakati Lochaile Avelis. Ashi Yasu Pesel Beso, Yusta Magolel. Alma says the Ramban. Mishum Mesu Mutalafonov, I feel the Behol, Mutta Matash Mishamito. Tramina Lav Kilusi. Lo kasha. Hocha gamina. Avelis da hocha. Be idna de akati lo chayale avelis hu da akili barabona. The afal pi she be mokom acher osrola of the shamish. Why? Not because it hikos avelis. Kedei she mefakeach al iske kvuroso. Like boss of the yayin. Not avel. An oval is faker is mutter be boss of the yayin. It's a mitzvah even. Anina's not, so Tashmish is like that. Kani Tiru. Hameshachal of Avelis, lo akilubo. Umeshav kilusa de kame stimas golel, lo asalas uzuli be Avelis tika shiva. The loli may Avelis be stimas golel vele chamurim hein, mishamesu mutlufan bechol dinayim. When we killed the Chamed, the Lord, fret the Bible call, and I asked this kasha before his print was printed. Rebbeinu shel olam. The Ramban himself screams and yells that the Iker is from the very beginning. That's what Gaonim say. That's the Ikum Avelis at the very beginning. What are you telling me? And Ramban is suggesting over here the other way around. Ikum Avelis is after the Kvura. So the first teretz I gave in my Gilgal Rishon was, it depends objectively the most Chavar Avelis at the very beginning. But people are not objective. People are in Ksubas Avdal, where people are going to be mezalzel, and the mezalzel based on their conception. A person's conception is, hey, if I didn't start counting Shiva yet, can't be that serious. So therefore, me kilto lachamirta doesn't mean kilto lachamirta absolute in objective terms. In people's minds, kilto lachamirta, before the Shiva starts, it's kal, after the Shiva starts, it's mochama. That was my teretz, which I thought for many years of the Gevaldik of teretz. It's not bad. Can't say it's bad. But now I came to realize Rebbeinu shel olam. The Ramban himself personally holds that Avelis is the Rabbanan. That's all. So Kushime Korolesa. Kushime Korolesa. That's what I think. You're a five of Kohen asks the Kasha. I gave one teretz as kasha, and I'm giving you another teretz as kasha. Oh. But now getting back to what we just so quoted, I read to you from a Fiber Cohen Sefer, let's read it from the original source. Now I'm going to go to, would I press next to say next? Who's next? Here. Why doesn't it work for me? It does work for me. Well, Hashem. Let's press next twice. Okay, shows that if you don't see the first, try again. Okay, so Ramban is bothered with the kasha of why they were mata certain things in the first day. Okay, how do you answer it? Oh, watch this. Watch this. This is the question. He gives an answer. It took him 5 pages to get here. The vadai noah gum bixas divrei avelus osu berchitza v'sicha. Why? Be'ele hekilu od v'nei shutored be'iske ha'meis u'mutul olav l'korva v'lelechim avir l'ir. Av iske ameis nifsodim bekach. Sounds like whom? Kivega. Right? Oh, it's going to miss a part of the mitzvah. Lefichach lo rechmir ola ba'elu. Okay, bimalacha. Ain't no din less ola malacha kfuah shomeis. Of course that. Hello, if you lacha kfuah megala es rosh of the kfuah rabim. Koshka the kfuah ameis. Rabbi Misask mil vanisun vanosim vaso. You got it? That's point number one. Point number two is a very important point number two. And we have to decide whether it's one teretz or two teretz. We're very critical. Here he has a different paragraph. V'cheinira od. She'ikir avelis min ha'torah ena ala b'yidunin dor v'chitza v'sicha v'tashmish v'simcha v'tfilin she'im pe'er v'tichbozit v'tisparaz v'simcha hen. Out of the 11 things of the Rambam, he only quoted, how many did he quote? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 out of 11. You have 7, 11? 7, 11. 7 are the Raisa and 4 the Rabban. As I stated in the Rambam up there. Va'avelus kishma, shlo yis'asek b'dvarim shel simcha, el b'dvarim shel avelus. V'zeh aninah shebelev, shemimenu lomdu shlo yis'asek b'dvarim shel simcha. We keep saying there's a connection, it's not litvish, right? Avo minu v'sandal v'atifa eina min ha-Torah shelo omra Torah le'anos u'letzah nafsho minorag shel kol ha'olam. Amazing. To avoid tanugim is d'oraisa. To be mitzah yourself. Taking off your shoes and walk on rocks. That's a tzar. Covering your head is a tzar. That's just a lack of tanug. Like I said, a tzaddik, a person is just putting on shoes and then wears a yarmulke. That's not considered to be tzar. A tzaddik, rather. But it's a lack of tzar. You take off your shoes, it's tzar, and you have to cover your head, it's also tzar. The ficha chaykilu b'elu atche yikoveh, because only the rabbonah. Who atah v'atzol lama shamru, v'ob yotzol derech noel, it's only the rabbonah. Ay, ma'ashamu ksubas davdala b'chosn bol b'smith suporish, Torah. He said before Tashmish is a kind of a tanug, which is also a midoraisa. Unbelievable. They should be less mitzvah nami aseshul Torahi. Kedatanya, but left over there part of the chosin. The doch who's ever mezem. Es the doch alos. Wow. What about tefillin? Well, it's a mitzvah rabbah. Only your mishum which is daraisa. Shane of Elach, and one of the Vatamis of Gosh, Thomas of Elach, the Ram, or Mishas Aninuso, also Ben, as it said, he took his tefillin off right away, because tefillin is a Daraisa, Meshu Torah, Bekfuah, Sameis, Ven Liba, Babalus, Lamonu, Shiva, Vishloshim, Eli Mishas, Stima, Sagola, what's going on? Why did he count from the beginning? Because I got to Daraisa. No, he's busy, Bekfuah, Sameis. What does this mean over here? Ein libo b'aveluso? What? That's the most intense moment of all. What do you mean, ein libo b'aveluso? We'll see. Oh, tirel korcham heiti rubim mixas dini avelus achikovim neishel choshomeis moshe pirashnu neino b'din shiyimona elamishas shiosh noeg b'kulam. It's not right. It should count to the shiv and the shloshim if you are given a license to not keep some of the halachas, Rebosai. Now, I have a problem. My problem is Bosa V'yayin, he seems to say it's a din of avelus. That's what Ramban says, no? Bosa V'yayin. Wow. Bosa V'yayin. I thought Bosav Yayin had absolutely nothing to do with Avelts. It's Shemi Yimashaych. Tosis said so. Give a look in Tosis. Now we have the Gemara Mar Kotten, my new edition, Baruch Hashem. Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Take a look in Tosis. The Eino. It's even annotated this edition. Okay. Someone went through this very well. Okay. The Eino. Look what he says. Tosa says like this. V'yei Shloma, the fourth line of Eino. The Dvarim Shemishim Evel Muta Gabayonim. That's the famous line of the Rosh. Muta Bezel, Sabezel, Sabezel, Bezel. Uva Velus Asurin. Abel Dvorim Shem and Asurim Shem Avelus, and Mishum Sheesh Lodios Torah before us Meso. Lo Yimoshech Achar Dvorim Acher Kagon. Achilas Bosch Dias Yayim. Asir Bionin Dafka. It's Mutter for a novel. The Tashmish Amita, the Mashu, the Sabbath, the Osab Yonin. But Nami Shem Yimoshech. Alright? So this is. So why is the Ramban saying it's Chiddush Nifla against the Tosfos? That Bosch of Yayin seems to be an issue of Avelis. Look, it's Mutter after the Kvura. Mut after the Kvura. And furthermore, in the Ramban, what do you say? Bidunin v'simcha is asur. But you're still getting rid of the Isur Basar by Nimser the Katafim, the Ramban said. Right? And he also says, let's take a look over one more time in the Lashon. Watch this. Lefichach, let's read again. It's very important we read this. Again, assuming Rabbi Osai that there were completely two different terutzim, which is the assumption of the Torah we'll see soon, I have the following problems. Number one, it says like this: Vaday noogu b'miklus de ve'avelus rechitza psicha kavachoma me'achilas baser shdias yain. I don't understand this kavachoma. According to Tosis, it's not true. That's shemi yimashich and undo it avelus. My first kasha, okay? My first kasha. Then he says, Mikomakom, bidunin v'simcha osur. Right? So what? You mevatel avelus of basar by nimsel ramen. And finally, the last kasha, I mean, it's a problem. Iskeis nifsadim b'kach. Lefichach lo hechmiru olav be'elu. What? The God of all this adoraisa. What do you mean? Lo hechmiru olav be'elu. When the Torah quotes the Ramban, I want to lose this. We'll get back to two next. The Torah quotes the Ramban. Shin Mem Aleph. He quotes half towards the end. Where are we? Kosev Ramban. Chen ksas dini avelus nogemo v'chitza v'sicha kavachol mechilas basu shtiyas yayin en tzorach lomu v'sicha v'tisporz osu nechaz tefillin osu v'shel ha-shalom avachem asu mishtemeis v'ir lochanami. Yeah. Oh, Torbis Gameis, Kovo, Iske Ameis of Sodom Bekach. The Fichel or Chmiel of Elu. Ava Pish and Mutl Echo Bosel Shos Yamish Mims of the Katafim. She ain't a Mutl of the Kovo. Ava Biduna Vesim Chosu. Now, the Torah left out the entire second part of the Ramban. What's the first Teretz? Not only that, don't think I made that up. Nah, that would be wrong of me. The Beurim of Rav Feivel Cohen quotes the Ramban at length, and he points out that the Torah only quotes the first half. To Ramban, let's say I'm giving you the right. This is the same paragraph, a long paragraph. He quotes as follows: "Iyu gamke nagel ikka katam harishon shel Ramban." Right? That's what the Torah seems to say, and the Levush seems to say, Rebbe Kivayga seems to say. They're all quoting the first reason without the second reason. Okay? That's what he says. In my opinion, it's only one teretz. It's only one teretz. Since it's only also be'idunin v'simcha by nimsa l'katafim. Alright, let's go back again. How we get back? Okay, we're getting places. Here we go. Nimsa l'katafim. Now wait a minute. Those words, where they come from? Bidunin v'simcha. Right here. Ein ole bidunin v'simcha. It's a klar. The same two words that he's, the whole second, what they quote second reason is all based on those two words. But he already referred to those two words at the very beginning. And if you will not accept what he said at the end, I think what he said at the beginning will not work. We stuck with all the kashas we had before. Now we understand. Lo echmiru ala bielu. Well, echmiru is avelus is doraisa. No, he's relying on what he said. The next paragraph, it's all one. These are not doraisas. Kain nirali. It's all one thing. Now, of course, the Ramban, where did he get it from? I understand where he got it from. Only Adina Simcha. You know why? I need a shibalev. Please ask him bedvarim shel simcha. It says not litvish. It all comes. It's not just a dry halacha. It comes from the heart, and from the perspective of the heart, he do them in simcha. Is what's prohibited. You're not mechiv to mitzah yourself. Meridik. Meridik. It's true. In chumash didn't sound that way. He made a suggestion that priyas arosh is a shalva daraisa. Okay, but here's different. Fine. I asked the kasha as follows. One second. I want to give you one more nakuda over here. We mentioned the Ramban at the very end had the following lashon. The Ramban said, you don't count it for Shiva because you can't have it all the way. Okay, so therefore, it shouldn't count for Shiva. My Rebbe, the Rav, suggested at one point in time, the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Ramban is also the same yisod. The Ramban said they had to be mata half of Avelis. Well, 4 out of 11, whatever, 4 out of 13, whatever the numbers were. For that reason, you don't count towards the Shiva. But nonetheless, the 7 Idunim and Simchas are Noah, even the Raisis. He's defending the Shita Sagonim over here. My Rebbe said, according to the Rambam, it's all or nothing. And since you had to be mad to some things, the Torah said all or nothing, so it's nothing. Again, this is not the way I'm learning Pshat in the Rambam. I learned Rambam, it's the time of the Sabbath, two stages. According to the more, how should we say it, the more original Pshat in the Rambam, with the Kivege, also Mitzvah part of the Mitzvah, the whole story. Aye, but some things you really could keep. So the answer is the Rambam holds. It's the same as the Ramban held. Since you matter some things, the rest doesn't count towards the Shiva. The Rambam held. So you matter some things. The Torah said there's no Avelis at all. Ain't Avelis l'chatzoin. Do we get the Ra'ah? Brachos? Yeah? Huh? Yeah, that's true. I put down the Maram HaKomis. We just talked about the Mesmerish, the Ron Brochus of Yaakov Hillel. So how are we going to find this? We showing him all the time. That's really on the riff, maybe. I'm not sure if he has it on the riff or on the Gemara. Let's see. Where's Ra'ah?
Towards the bottom.
Yeah, Rabbi
you
should pass
it further up on the Rish.
Ra'ah. Brochus, yes! Okay, Perek Beis. It's the end of the Perek Beis where that Nakuda is found. Whoa! The whole Perek Beis is one thing here. Okay. not that long a parak, but I will find it. Here we go. Watch. Watch this. The Raz is as follows. I believe it was Rochas Lila Rishon. The Isla Gaz Rabbana. Pirish, who had been Bavelus Gufe, the Rishon Darais Hashem at Shiva de Rabbana. Miu, Ika Achriti, the Lomachayvi, Aracha Kvura. Hilkoch, Lohavi Avelus Daraisa, Elion Misu Kvura. I read this Ra'ah. All right? There's some things that there's no chiv until the kvura, and therefore there's no avelos to rise at all unless there'll be a kvura. Bisa without kvura, since half achriti, there are other things which do not apply, nothing applies. I thought it was like a valdik mocker. My Rebbe's Yisod. Play opened up Rav Yaakov Hillel, and he says there's another girsa. Not achriti, but achrini. It's a whole different interpretation. I'm talking about things with people, perhaps. So that, I want to say that I'm not emes. I'm not sure which girsa is correct. Not sure? I'm not sure. Now, the question becomes, how can the Ramban say the Rabban had an expression again at the very end. Yeah.
Why does the Hilkach follow that since some of the Nevuim don't apply, therefore Avelus Yom Rishon is only day one is there, right? So what if he's
No. I read it to mean Lavi Raisa Ela Yom Misa Kvura as opposed to Misa without Kvura. That's exactly the Kashmir Bineski. Why Misa Kvura? Should be a Avelus Daraisa even without Kvura. That's the way I read it. Right? Since some of the halachas don't apply until after the Kvura, therefore there's no Avelus Daraisa until what? It's Misa and Kvura, not before. That's how I read it. I think it's a great read if the Kiris is correct. The Beis Medrash has the Ra'ah. So maybe tomorrow you bring me the Ra'ah and we'll look at the other Kiris and then it could have a different result. Yeah. How do you look at it now? That's cheap. The Kitzah. This is the Gaona. We had a question before. The Ramban had an expression. I don't want to next you twice again. That he said an expression. I'll read it again one more time about Peh. Ramban says, they were mat in some things. Right? He says, Meshu Torah b'kfuras ameis vein libo b'avelis. It doesn't count in the Shiva and the Shlosh. What mean libo b'avelis? That's the time he's most kosher to the Avelus. What does that mean? And if you'll tell me, a Lima of Avelus should be put to completely like Nefil. Nefil is a Lima of Avelus. There's no of it, right? A Lima of Olav. So no, so it's to be put to him completely. Put to completely, because the Kondor Rabban Avelus comes from Menina Shemalev. The answer is no. Adarabba, that's his most intense time. But since part of that time he's Torah B'Kfura Samei so much, gentlemen, it's true. A person's in Aninus, what we call Aninus, is so busy with the details of making sure that there's a proper Kfura and a proper Levi and a proper everything, doesn't have time to cry. He's too busy with details. That's what the Ramban meant. By a Nefel is Ein Libo Dovel of Klal. Here is the most crying, if you will, at that point in time. It's so fresh. But because he's busy with taking care of things, he's not focusing so much on what's in his heart. I'll read you again one more time. Neshu Torah b'kfuras ameis vein libo ba'avelus. Not because his insensitivity. By a nafel, he never really was sofek, blah, blah, blah. No, he's just too busy. Therefore, it doesn't count the Shivan Shlosh. That's a remarkable idea. Again, one more time, we have to discuss tomorrow, we're not finished with this Ramban yet, some other points within the Ramban. Then we'll discuss, again, the fundamental machlokas, toises against everybody as Avel Zarayas or not. And hopefully by tomorrow, we'll be almost finished with what we call the background. Again, Sunday, tomorrow shiur is 11:15. Sunday, there's no shiur. And Monday, we're back to regular schedule. Okay.